Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata, and my brother-in-law, Rob, is big on the grace of God. He happens to be in the pastorate and always salts and peppers his sentences with the word grace. If I tell him I'll be seeing him soon, he says, "By the grace of God, John." Or if things are going well at his church, he'll add, "And it's only by God's grace." And he's right. But how many of us live like we really believe that? We forget how absolutely needy we are of God's grace. 2 Peter chapter 1 says, "His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness." Did you notice the verb is the perfect tense? A definitive action that has occurred in the past with continuing results into the future? Jesus died to give us eternal life, and now he lives to give us his grace. So, let's remember his generous grace that allows us to live. By the grace of God, we live today. And it's something to repeat often.